All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you all are way deep in Wave Echo Cave, hot on the trail of the Black Spider who has abducted Tali, the halfling daughter of Tolbin Stonehill, the halfling owner of the local provision and inn store in Phandalin that you all helped cured from racism, and then you found the subsequent keys that you needed to open the Vault of Spells, for which the Black Spider is also in contention and searching for those keys. So you all descended into Wave Echo Cave after recovering Gundren Rockseeker, fought some gelatinous cubes. You then discovered a whole treasure trove of, well, no, I shouldn't say treasure trove. You found a hive's nest of spiders, and you triggered them all. And I don't, honestly, you all talked about a plan and then absolutely did not execute that plan. But the plan that you did execute on the fly was fantastic, because you created a wall of force blender with a combination spell from Titanius, wall of force, and then wall of thorns, I believe was the spell from Sincerity. What? In the room, luring all the spiders into a room, trapping them, turning on the blend function and flaying them alive. Pretty cool. And then Satch, using their druidic senses, turned into a spider touching the web and was able to locate two unmoving creatures attached to the web further down into the dungeon. You all agreed that Tali is probably where the Black Spider was, so you decided to follow Satch, making your way towards those two figures in the webs. As you approached, you were... Well, first of all, Satch offered to carry you across all of the webs because she is gigantic and has eight legs and is very, very strong and is a ranger, so therefore the webbing, which is... by all means, difficult terrain, is for some reason not difficult terrain for you all, which we discovered last time. But before you were able to get too close to the Black Spider, who has Tali wrapped up in the webs and a dwarf, unconscious, also wrapped up in the webs, offered to make a trade, these two captives, for the seven stones or the seven keys to open the vault. You all plotted and schemed and group texted that you should give her some gems, because who knows if she even knows what the key looks like, and as well as drop a bead of force on her. And you convinced her to go down 20 feet below where Tali and the dwarf were, where you dropped the gems and bead of force down, at which point the bead hit the web, activated, and the Black Spider failed their saving throw. Or so you thought, as the Black Spider began to slowly rise outside of the sphere cage that the bead of force has created, and says with one final word, "You should have taken my offer." And I want everybody to go ahead and roll initiative as you see giant red eyes open and glare across the room from you in darkness, and you can see that these red eyes, the redness starts to glow outwards and emanate and flow through this carapace and cephalothoracic body of this demon spider as it rises on the web above you all. You are all surprised. But let's go ahead and get initiative going, and we'll sort all that out.
Would Gak be surprised?
Gak has a thing that prevents him from ever being surprised.
I can't be surprised.
Okay, so Gak, you are not surprised. Okay, so I need to roll initiative for my guys real quick.
Actually.
Oh, did you not take that one?
I have feral instinct.
I thought all barbarians got the danger sense.
Dangerous advantage. If a combat and aren't capacitive, you act normally on my first turn. Only if I am pure rage before doing.
Are you? Wait, you only get it if you're in a rage.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Or are you raging, Gak?
No, because we're like here bartering, right? Combat just kind of started.
Well, hold on one second.
I would have to enter into a rage immediately upon the combat.
So you all, you were planning this beat of force tactic. So I would say it's very feasible that Gak would have been raging as you started to drop it. Or, you know, it, up to you. I'm just saying it could be.
By that logic, would any of us be surprised at that point?
So I was thinking of that. You guys are kind of like, you were talking to each other. You guys attacked. It was an illusion. I don't think anybody's surprised. I think we're just going to go from here. So let me make sure that we got everybody going on here. Okay. Satch, what did you roll for your initiative?
I didn't. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're good. Also, I will allow, before combat starts, I will allow you to move yourself anywhere throughout the room. Keep in mind that this is these webs that you can see are traversable on the map, and they are extensive and thick. So they're basically like a giant jungle gym in here. So you can place your characters wherever before the start of combat.
Oh, the roll initiative. 22.
Sorry, I get you added.
Just gotta zoom out and find myself on the map. The map is pretty crazy looking. I know I saw it last week, but let me change my hit point total real quick. Actually, yeah, 75. And you say I can go on those strands?
Yeah, it's like a giant jungle gym.
I won't, though. I will, meticulous. Oh, well, sorry, I'll tell you what. Basically, can I, because I was already dropping down on my own strand, and I was going to try and just keep my strand off of her strands, even if that means destroying some of hers. Like, okay. I'll destroy some of hers if I have to, like on the way down to create a space for me to, like, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we can, we'll address that when we get to your turn.
Okay. No worries. Are you going to make me roll stealth a third time?
Say again?
Are you going to make me roll stealth a third time? Because I don't remember what it was last week.
It was a 22 last week.
All right.
So, no, I remembered this week.
Yeah, of course. You don't want me to get another gritty 30. I feel it.
Okay. Okay, so let me make sure we got everybody. Gak, Satch, Black Spider, Demon Spider, Demon Spider Babies, Sincerity, and Smee. Missing anybody? Titanius will get here when he gets here.
Loyalty after Smee.
What did Loyalty roll?
6.18.
I see her on the track.
Oh, there. Oh, sorry. Yep. It just wasn't rolling. It didn't scroll down that far. Okay, there we go. Let me just make it bigger. All right. Gak, you are... Wait, hold on. Initiative 25. Nope, you're good. Gak, you're up.
So I don't see the black spider.
You see the illusion of the black spider right now, but more importantly, at basically your eye level, you see a giant demon spider appear out of the darkness.
Is that what's here?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to move, and each block is 5 feet.
Yes, however, it is difficult terrain if Satch is not care. Well, actually, sorry, fuck. Before I make a judgment, Satch, how does your little ranger ability work?
What are you talking about?
The thing that, as a ranger, your party isn't inhibited.
Oh,
by.
So they were on me, like, and so I believe everybody got off of me.
So that
Gak may still be on me. I'm not really sure. I can't remember.
Okay, if they are not riding you, then difficult terrain still applies
to them. Yes.
Okay, yeah, only cool. In like fast travel.
Cool. All right, gotcha.
That's not that ability. That's my ranger ability to avoid difficult terrain. If you're riding me, I'm avoiding it on your behalf.
Okay. And then I think you also know the quickest way when you're macro traveling / your party's inhibited in that way as well. Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure I got that fully in my noggin. Cool. Gak, these each square is 5 feet. However, the portions that are covered in web are difficult terrain. Titanius, roll initiative.
It didn't pop up at the bottom.
Like, most. So I should be able to get here. And these ladders, I guess, are also like difficult.
Nope, there's actually no webs there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So that spider is 60 feet away? It's less than 60 feet. I just...
Hold on. I always forget to set the measurement. Hold on. 5, 10, 55. Yeah, about 50. Yep, okay. So the scale is correct.
All right. I'm going to use the hand axe to throw. I'm going to throw a hand axe at it.
Okay. Roll to hit. And then, Paul, do you want me... Or Titanius, do you want me to roll initiative for you?
Yeah, go for it. I think I have +4.
Mm-hmm. You rolled a 14, +4 is 18. And your turn hasn't happened yet, so no harm, no foul. Okay, Gak, you're going to throw the hand axe, roll to hit. What'd you get?
26, 7 points of damage.
Hold on. 26 does hit.
Okay.
And then, is that a plus one hand axe?
It is just a hand axe.
Just a hand axe. Okay, they are resistant. Jesus Christ. sorry. They are resistant to non-magical attacks. So that's 7 turns to a 4 point.
All right. Does it take damage, though? Do I see it make an impact, or does it just sail right through?
Oh, no, it makes an impact.
Okay.
This thing is real.
I didn't enter into a rage. We only have one rage.
Okay.
We didn't have a rest before we came in here.
You did. You had a short rest because Satch clarified that she was out of wild shapes. So I think you all kind of took a short rest.
Do rages reset on short rest?
Yes, I believe they do.
Think so?
I believe that's correct.
I'll just double check real quick.
It says once you have raged a number of times, you must finish a long rest before you can rage again. Rages are not returned on
short rest. No, they're not. They are a long rest thing. Okay, damn. So yeah, even if you even with the short rest, you only have that one left. Okay, gonna save that in your back pocket, Gag.
Yeah, I can rage as a reaction.
No, bonus action.
That's my turn. Use movement, attack.
Alrighty. Okay, next would be Satch.
Okay. Satch is a spider currently. And has web walk or spider walk, so I can't really be trapped in the webs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to I can see where she is down there.
Tali?
I have 120 foot. Yeah. No, whoever the bag. Well, yeah, sure, Tali.
Yeah, Tali is 120 feet away from you. You see the illusion of the black spider with your spider sense. You don't get any connection to any other creature on the web. Other than the dwarf, the halfling, which is Tali, and then the demon spider.
So Tali is real? When
yes,
I was
Tali
touching the web, I could tell that she's really there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to...
And she is... I shouldn't say she's still. She is squirming a little bit. And you can all actually hear Tali like, "Oh my god, thank you guys! You can kick his ass! Oh, you got it! There's just...
Sorry. My bad.
You're good.
Oh, go ahead.
If I let go, how fast do I fall?
500 feet per round.
Excellent. I will let go, and I will just coast through these spider webs like they're nothing, because I'm a fucking spider.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to grab Tali. I'm going to turn... Yeah, I'm just going to grab her off of the web. I'll just grab the web piece of web she's on. She's like hanging and wrapped up or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a spider, so I can just grab the web.
Yeah,
and I'll just kind of, you know those spiders that have the web in their hand and they dip down and they throw the web over the thing, over the cricket, and then they come back up, right?
It's like a net.
Basically kind of, yeah. Okay. So I'm basically going to like, I'm going to grab the web that she's in kind of like that, right? Like grab all the web around her and have a couple legs dedicated to holding that. Right, so that she's kind of in a little web in between two of my legs.
Okay,
and then I
love it. Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll grab onto a web. You tell me what I need to do to make that happen.
Okay, first of all, I love this energy that Satch is bringing. Second question, there is a dwarf right next to her that the black spider had also offered. Concerned about him at all?
I guess I'll dedicate two legs. So I do have two object interactions. And also in this form I have 8 legs, so it doesn't give me anything extra, but just it does justify that the thing that I get for my normal legs. And so I also have another question. Do I actually have 10 legs, just out of curiosity?
Yes,
because,
you do,
because okay, yeah. Beautiful.
Yes.
So I'm even an aberration of aberrations.
Yep.
I will go ahead and I will try and grab him too. So whatever I need to do to make that happen.
Okay. So you have enough object interactions because of your monstrous wish that you made a long time ago. Drop 500 feet. You only need to go 120 feet. So make an athletics check to arrest your fall. With advantage, because you are a spider.
27.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah, perfect. So, Satch, you gracefully just drop yourself between the spider webs as you're going down. It's like, you know, we pan to an overhead angle and we watch Satch just drop. And in slow motion, she's just twirling and twisting like Catherine Zeta-Jones through lasers, except it's Satch and a spider through spider webs. And she just gracefully falls down until she grabs a chunk of web where Tali and the dwarf lie wrapped up. And it kind of bends down a little bit, and you all see Satch. Everybody has dark vision, right? We've covered this. We're all good. You don't need to. Okay, cool. Everybody sees. Satch, like, wraps up the two creatures, stuffs them under her extra legs, attaches them to her carapace and cephalothorax. And, like, in the same movement that she does that, she cuts them out of the web that they're attached to. It's all of her momentum is coming down and being arrested by the webs that she's, like, grabbing onto. Satch, you
beautiful.
Feel...
I love that description. Can I just say really quick, I would like to use that momentum to use my acrobatics to slingshot back up with all of my movement and my dash action.
You took the words right out of my mouth, because Satch, you as a spider, you feel the tensile, like, potential energy that you are creating. You feel that you can shoot yourself back up. Acrobatics check.
Would that be with advantage also or not?
Yes. Beautiful. And you're a spider. You're like a fish in water.
I rolled a 1 and an 18. The 18 is plus 12, so it's a dirty 30.
Dirty 30. Okay, so I will say that your momentum from the spider web slingshots you 60 feet back up in the air, because you went down 120 with the tensile strength that gave you about a half return on force. You can use your bonus action and your dash to skitter up the remaining 60
cool.
feet.
I will do that. I will use my dash and my dash. I'll basically double dash, so it'll be that will be 80 feet because I have a plus 10 feet at the beginning of every turn. Actually, no, it would be 100 feet because I have plus 10 at the beginning of any combat due to my Gloomstalker feature. And then I have another 10 for my extra arms of climb speed. So that puts it at 100, and I will just book it as far as I can away and up.
Okay, so you said if you have a base of 100, or sorry, you have 100 with dash.
So with the double dash, and then the bonus action dash, it's 50 and 50.
Gotcha.
My normal
okay.
climb speed is 40, but I get the plus 10 for my Gloomstalker feature at the first turn, my first turn of ending combat.
Perfect. Okay, so you went down 120 feet. You were slingshotted back up 60 feet. So you're negative 60 so far. You can then move. All of that didn't use any of your own movement because you use physics, fantasy physics. So I will say you are plus 100 on top of that. So you'd be 40 feet above where the party is currently, or where the party was before.
I will hang there.
Cool.
Literally.
You all, Satch performs SEAL Team 6. Couldn't be prouder of that rescue operation. Although I don't think SEAL Team 6 actually did a rescue operation. That's on me. But yeah, Satch, you get Tali, you got this dwarf under your arms, and you hear the black spider. Wait, hold on. I blinked for a second, for 1 second, and you. I'm gonna remove that from the map.
I'm gonna say Cirque du Soleil would be impressed.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? That was taking inspiration, Paul. That was such low-hanging fruit. I don't know why I didn't get that, but you did. You're picking up my scraps. Thank you. Okay. Satch, anything else on your turn? That was
No, I don't have anything else to do. I'm just going to hang there.
Yeah.
Like Batman or Spider-Man over the city, like just looking down, you know what I mean, with my two spider heads.
Yeah. Over your user interface, you see big green letters, rescue successful. And
mission
then we'll
accomplished.
Move on. Yeah, mission accomplished. Titanius, you are up.
Well, I was going to try and save Tully, so that's taken care of.
check.
Is there some kind of, we know there's some kind of illusion going on? That's what I'm picking up.
Yes, so you know that the black spider is completely an illusory black spider.
Okay, but she's still maintaining the illusion.
There is a demon spider as well.
Yeah, there's a giant demon spider. It also, the giant demon spider has, it's kind of hard to see. It looks like its skin is moving, but upon closer inspection, there's actually a lot of little baby spiders crawling around on its skin.
Okay. I guess, demons probably, I don't know. I'm not sure if they're immune to fire. They're probably not. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and fireball it.
Why would you do such a thing?
Because that's what you would do. That's exactly what you should do to a spider, is just fireball it or a flamethrower.
Would you all believe me if I said that these webs were not flammable?
I would. I think that spider silk, like, it's the fine strands of it, but I think if you made it like a cord...
It's human spider silk, though.
It'd be pretty inflammable.
We'll see.
Flammable and inflammable both of them catch on fire?
Okay. 20-foot radius. Titanius, you want this to center on the, I guess on the demon spider?
Yes.
Okay.
It's gonna be a third-level fireball.
Third-level fireball.
From my staff.
It's so flammable that it's inflammable.
Yeah, there's just too much material here. There's too much oxygen. The flame, it's actually too welcoming to a flame. Okay. I'll roll these dex checks. They'll do it as a group. One for the demon spider. What's your DC, Titanius?
I think it's 18. Hold on a second.
I can look at your character sheet. I got it.
Oh, you can see it?
Yeah, well, hold on. I can just pull it up. If you're driving, I got you.
Yeah, I'm almost right here by the house. Just pulling in. Well, is that 17?
Yep, 17. Okay, DC 17. Here goes Demon Spider 6 plus 6. Oh, wait, saving throw? Plus 12. 18. It just passes. Let me check these little babies.
Oh, it's an 18. It's an 18 for the fireball.
All right, well, meets it, beats it. It's still passed. And then one for the babies. Dexterity save is a 16. They do fail, so they will take the full damage. You want me to roll that dammy for you?
No, I'm not speaker.
You sure? I'll roll the damage. Oh, look, 4d6, 1, a 1,
what?
Another 1, and there. Hold on. You gotta make this sound legit. Oh, look, they're all 1s. There were 4 6s in that one.
Use that one.
No, Paul said he wanted. Titania said he wanted to roll it himself.
What? No, I'm inside. Go ahead.
Okay, you want me to roll it, Paul? Yes or no? Do you want me to roll the fire damage for you, Titanius?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to roll the damage for you or not?
Yeah, someone can roll. I'm just booting up right now.
Okay, I got you. I only rolled 5d6. So let me roll the other 3. Damn. Yeah. Pretty good. We got a 6, 6, 6, 6, 4, 4, 4, and 1. So let me 6, 12, 24, 30, 35 points of fire damage. So for the babies, they take that full damage, except they are resistant fire, so half of 35 would be 18. 18, so minus 18 for each of these guys. They have a certain amount of health left. And then the big mama passed their resistance, so half of 16 would be 8. Okay, anything else on your turn, Titanius?
What happens to the webs?
There's a brief explosion, and they do not catch on fire.
Okay. And we're all on this platform here?
Yes. However, I did say before you joined, you can place yourselves wherever on this map. It's like a jungle gym of webs throughout this room. And so you're not limited to right necessarily where your character is right now. You do have free reign to kind of place him within reason within this room.
Okay. Let's see here. Action, bonus action. I'm going to hide as my bonus action, or attempt to hide, I guess. I'll make sure I'm not touching any webs.
Okay, yeah, do a bonus action hide. Make sure you're not touching any webs to stay off their radar. Let me know what you get.
29.
29, pretty good. You know those things, like you plan for stuff as a DM, And then as soon as the battle starts, you forget exactly what that plan was. Yeah, I just had that happen to me. So we'll follow back up. Anything else? So Titanius, I think you're done on that end.
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. It is the baby's, spider baby's turn.
I'll be joining on the computer now, so.
Perfect. See you in a sec. Okay. They have a movement of 30. Y'all are not within 30 feet. Okay, so they are going to move.
Oh, I did this.
Hmm?
Is this a bunch of spider babies crawling off of a giant spider?
Yes.
Fuck.
How exactly did you do this?
I believe I pulled that on y'all in my Thursday night game at some point last year.
Well, maybe I hadn't thought of that consciously, but
I think it was giant spiders with swarms of spiders on the back.
There you go. I probably lingered in my subconscious.
Truly horrifying.
Yeah. So these babies jump off the back. Oh, I don't know how one got all the way over to Gak. I'm gonna move them back behind the group. Not fair to them out front. Okay. They move 30 feet. That's an action now. Okay, they're gonna run and then. Oh, Gak is just within 15 feet of that one. Just within 15 feet of that one. These ones. So the two up front are going to use their bonus action to web Gak. So Gak, I would like you to make me 2 dexterity saving throws.
But I can see this?
Yes, you can. And then they're actually going to just use their action to dash and just get a little bit closer to everybody. And actually, they are coming towards Titanius.
I got a 19 and a 7.
19 and a 7. Okay, 19 passes. The 7 does not. Man, that was a 7 with advantage. Gak, you are webbed and you are restrained. So you have the immobile condition and the restrained condition, which I think makes you immobile. That is the spider baby's turn. It is now the black spider's turn.
Satch is making spider faces at her from across the room.
Satch, you are making, you are staring at the illusory black spider making spider faces at it, and you see it disappear as it was standing on top of the globe of force. Everyone, make me a free perception check.
Very well. 12.
12?
Yep.
That one.
Not good enough. Wait.
I thought Smee? You got a net 20.
Yeah, hold on, Smee.
I got that one.
Smee, you're drunk.
She's looking in the bottom of the bottle for him.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, this is what happens. Smee, you're looking in the bottom of the bottle, and you're looking in through it, and you just happen to, like, line the bottom of the bottle lines up with loyalty. And you see the faintest bit of magic, like mark loyalty. Loyalty, you don't feel anything. Nothing stands out to you. But Smee, with that nat 20, and actually Titanius, with that perception of 28, you also see Smee get marked in some way. Same moment that the black spider disappeared.
Okay. What's the mark look like?
Make me an arcana. Smee, you too, since you two were the ones that saw it.
Oh.
21.
6.
Okay. Titanius, you have no... It's just too quick. You couldn't see the spell. Smee, with that 21 arcana, you've seen sincerity whenever he hexes somebody has this, that's the same effect that kind of pops up onto the creature. That's usually imperceptible by the creature itself. So you know that loyalty has been hexed.
I could get it.
Okay, here we go. What's 10? Does a 29 hit you, loyalty?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, dang. A 15 does not, though, right?
No. Correct.
But a 28 will.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. 2 hits, 1 miss. And everybody make me another free perception check.
15.
15. 23. 10. 16 plus 8. 24 points of necrotic and force damage hit you square in the chest. And you feel yourself being blasted 10 feet. Make me a strength saving throw to maintain your footing on this platform.
33.
Oh, easy peasy. You grab onto a rail and like plant your feet in the ground. But yeah, you felt yourself as those. Oh wait, hold on. Two of them hit you, so it would have been 20 feet. Oh, and actually, that would have kept you on the platform either way. So you're good. You feel yourself with each concussive blast. You feel yourself being moved back 10 feet. Okay. And then what was on the perceptions? 21 was the highest?
Yep.
Okay. Sincerity, you see utter darkness. Just absolute pitch black darkness in about, hold on, this darkness is encompassing roughly a 15-foot, it's like a perfect radius sphere of just darkness that you cannot see through. And as you're seeing this, you see the Eldritch Blast come out of this darkness and slam your sister's chest. That's bonus action. Check my movement real quick. I think we're good on movement. And I'll go ahead and map out that darkness itself in a second. It is now Demon Spider's turn. And we got web. Satch, you're touching the web, right? No, but you hid. Right. Sorry.
I am touching the web. I am touching the web.
Okay. And yeah, I said you were 40 feet.
I said
above.
That I grabbed onto it. I was 40 feet above where I started, or above them.
Okay.
Titanius is hiding, not touching.
Gotcha. Sorry. That's what I was. That's what I had. Those were the two brain cells that I had got crossed. Thank you. Okay. Oh damn. Okay. There we go. Do a little measurement tool. A cone. Oh, look at that lineup. Look at that lineup. Oh, it's everybody except Sash. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, everybody except Sash. Go ahead and make me a dexterity saving throw as this demon spider like rears up on its web and crafts like a Kamehameha of a web blast at you all.
Not one.
Nice. No damage for loyalty as you duck out of the way with your nat 20.
Oh no, it was a nat 1.
Oh, double damage as you take it right to the face. No double damage. Sorry, I have my...
24.
I can't see actually what you guys roll super quickly. 20 is 22, gang. Titanius is a fail.
I have 24.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 21. Again, I can't roll.
Another on the thing.
It's on a different screen, and that's take effort on my part to go back there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just being lazy. Okay, so 24, you're good. And then...
So we need to get you another screen, is what you're saying?
I have three right here. The problem is the mic is in the way of the panel of where the rolls would come in, so it's like I have to...
So we need to get you a fourth screen?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so I can just pull the rolls off to another...
What if we get, like, a mic that mounts to, like, the ceiling? That way it just drops in above.
There we go, and I don't have to... Yeah, it's not in my line of sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if we get you a person to hold a boom mic above your head?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, how do I screenshot with Mac?
Command Shift 3 or Command Shift 4 to do a like.
It was 3. Awesome. Thank you.
Right. If you do Command Shift 4, you can screenshot a selection, which is kind of fun.
It's so nice.
Yes. Okay. All right. And everybody, I'll trust you all to maintain your own saves. Everybody, DC was 22. If you failed, you take 10 D6. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Oh, God. Rolling actual dice again feels so good. Like, oh, yeah. Good. Okay. So that is 10. 20, 30, 39, 44 points of bludgeoning damage if you failed, and half if you saved. And those of you who failed are restrained. Well, that's its turn. That's it's gonna stay where it is. And then Sincerity, while you are up, I'm gonna draw that pit of darkness real quick. But go ahead.
Speaking of that pit of darkness, Sincerity. Let me check the wording on my spell. Okay, awesome. So I can kind of see a 15-foot radius sphere of darkness.
Yes.
I am going to choose the center of that sphere as the point for my silence spell, which means I will be giving up the concentration on my hex.
Okay.
And I'm gonna cast silence, which is a 20-foot radius sphere that I can. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say make an Arcana check real quick with advantage, since this is some warlock fuckery and you've encountered your fair share of warlocks.
24.
I'm so sorry. Hold on. I now literally cannot see y'all's rolls or any of. Oh, never mind. I found them. Okay. All right. 24 Arcana. Man, that's pretty good. Okay. So, what I will tell you is you have with a 24 Arcana, you have a strong. If that darkness isn't mobile, you've done a very, very good thing. However, with that 24 Arcana, you know that darkness isn't necessarily cast on a space. It can be cast on an object, which then can be mobile. So, I'll say with that 24 Arcana check, you kind of it's a 50-50 shot whether or not the effect is going to be permanently beneficial.
Gotcha. Okay. In that case, instead of casting silence, I'll cast a synaptic static.
Ooh, what is that? What's the prerequisite? Is it a space? Point within
it's a
range.
20-foot radius sphere. Point within range.
Bastard. This is a 15. The darkness is a 15-foot radius sphere, so it encompasses the entire sphere. Okay.
Plus five.
Yeah. Plus five. Okay. Beautiful. 20-foot radius sphere. Intelligence saving throw. Roll me that 8d6 psychic damage, and I'll do my.
And it says DC 21, but it would actually be. Or it says 18, but it would actually be 21.
Okay, why the difference?
I think it's not calculating a magic item that I have. My character sheet says 21. The spell says 18 when I linked.
Okay, weird. Intelligence saving throw. Okay. Actually, sorry. I'll roll them one at a time.
One said roll the.
Alright, first one will be that person. Intelligence save. Okay. The next one. Okay. And what the. Alright, and what's your damage?
It was 35 points of psychic damage.
Damage.
And then if they have an intelligence of 2 or lower, there's no.
No, they're a little bit smarter than that. But they made their. The black spider made their save. The other person did not. So half on a fail, on a save, right?
Yes.
Okay, half of 35 is 18. Okay, you hear the blacks.
Oh, God, my head. Oh, okay, that's. Dude, hey, fuck you. God, fuck you, man.
And okay, so you. And then you see. Put the token. You hear. Oh, God, my head. You hear from underneath the web of, like, that is not connected to the main area. It's just, like, its own little node of webs. You feel like, or you see, like, a little person that's actually webbed up over here. And it looks like you've hit them, and they failed their save. And they look very bad off.
And they also have muddled thoughts.
Oh, God, my thoughts are so muddled. Where am I? Timothy?
Do we recognize this person?
Timothy? Come closer, I get it so cold, Timothy.
I'll give you everybody a free perception check.
Nat 20 for a 32.
Nice. You've never seen this person before in your life. Just a random person. I'll tell you what he looks like. He looks like an old man. Got some little rags, like some robes that he's wearing, but he is primarily, and first and foremost, wrapped up like Frodo after Shelob got to him. After Sam had cut open the face portion so that he could see out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
So, I should take that back. His arms are also unwrapped, but most of his body is just like cartoonishly webbed up.
No, my head. God. Oh, fuck.
All right. Sincerity, anything else on your turn?
I'll hex the demon spiders. Since I can cast silence, synaptic static is not a concentration spell, so I will keep concentration on the hex, and I'll use my bonus action to put it on the demon spider, and I'm going to cast... Can I tell if it looks stronger or more dexterous?
Pretty dexterous.
I'm leaning towards dexterous, but it's also really big.
It looks way strong. Strong is a strong boy.
Okay, yeah, it's got those thick pneumatic legs. I will hex its strength.
So you'd imagine this thing is like capable of fighting infernal war engines down on the first layer of hell. So it's like it's a big one.
Okay.
Also, this miniature, this token that I found, is an actual spider that exists on Earth.
Horrifying.
I just want to say really quick, I'm holding Tali and that dwarf, but they are not connected to the web. Holding them. Yeah, they're on a private server.
Yeah, I got you.
Cool.
Okay. But yeah, anything else on your turn, Sincerity?
I will use my movement to move over here.
Okay. Smee, you are up.
Can Smee see the big spider? She saw... It hex loyalty. Is she able to perceive where it's at?
Yes. So, and it's not necessarily, so you're not sure if the spider, sorry, this is confusing. There's a devil spider and then there's a black spider. Which spider? And the black spider is a human. So it might, the demon spider, right? Is what you're asking about?
Yeah.
Demon spider. Okay.
Is there a demon spider and a devil spider and a black spider?
You know what, Titanius? You can take that. You can take it up in your portable hole and you can just take that home. Yep. Okay.
So three different spiders now?
Just to clarify, I'm being racist when I interchangeably use devil and demon spider. To me, devils and demons are the same thing. And so me, as a demon/devil racist, no distinction. But want to get technical about it, it's a demon spider.
They're all fiends.
And I think you're stereotyping, not being racist.
I'm stereotyping not being racist?
You're stereotyping devils and demons.
Yeah, no, that's... I'm
the only fiend is a dead fiend.
Yeah, I thought I was being very upfront with that.
Yeah.
Listen, they're just lesser than humanoids. I'm sorry. okay, sorry. Smee, the demon spider / devil spider, you can absolutely see. However, based off of the information that I have provided, which I'm sure the rest of your team relayed on the group chat, it's not necessarily the demon spider / devil spider that cast Hex. From what you all believe, the black spider, which is the human or the drow mage, the emo person, you believe them to be inside of this giant ball of darkness.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And you believe they are the ones that are causing Hex. So just wanted to lay that out there and clarify.
Okay. And Smee is going to start by casting True Strike at the black spider.
Okay. Point a finger at a target in range. You are farther than 30 feet away from this person.
Oh, am I? Shoot.
Yeah. They are on the other side of the room. Let me do a quick measurement for you. Here, get a line. So you are basically over here with the whole gang.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Over here with the whole gang. And then the dark blackness is over here.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Wow. So like basically opposite the room of you.
Okay. Smee isn't going to be able to cast a True Strike, but she is... I think within range to use her infernal crossbow.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Then Smee is going to aim at the darkness with infernal crossbow and hope it hits something.
Okay. So if you're shooting into the darkness, you are actually shooting at something you cannot see. So you will be rolling with disadvantage. The demon / devil spider is something you absolutely can see and you would not have disadvantage if you were to attack.
Where is the demon?
About middle of the room. About 60, 50, hold on, closest point to you. About 40 feet away.
Okay. Then, yeah, Smee, I guess Smee will go after that one first. And in that case, she's going to hit it with, or try to hit it with the infernal crossbow.
Okay. Roll the hit.
17.
does not hit. You aim your infernal crossbow, pull the trigger, and tink off of its chitinous armor.
Okay.
Devilishly.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't think you can do anything else.
No, because the crossbow's got the heavy feature.
Yeah. She will move, though. She's going to try to get away from these little babies. She's going to move.
Okay, keep in mind, everything with a spider web is difficult terrain. It means it costs you a double movement.
Okay. I think she can make it to maybe the corner of this platform.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And that's where she's going to hang out.
Perfect. Get behind Loyalty, which it is Loyalty's next turn. You all hear the old man that had been webbed up over here just kind of,
oh, God, my head. Where am I? What day is it? Who is the president?
And Loyalty, it's your turn.
I'm gonna use my bonus action to take a potion of superior healing.
All right, quaff it on up.
I'm gonna dash towards the spider, but I'm gonna fly.
Okay, what's your fly speed?
30.
Okay, give me an acrobatics to avoid the difficult terrain. Because I'll say if you're flying, you technically don't have to be touching the web to traverse it, but it is difficult. Like, you have to, like, Catherine Zeta-Jones it, like, squeeze through the lasers, and that kind of takes some time. What'd you get?
13.
I don't think that's good enough. So I think, unfortunately, you try to fly without hitting the difficult terrain, and you, like, run into a line. You have to back up a little bit. But it still costs you double movement.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. That's exactly what I was thinking.
So I'm going to dash and go 30 feet.
Okay. You do so. You go towards the baby spiders, or are you going to avoid them?
Towards the big spiders. Okay, I guess I'm going to try and, like, not get into
Yeah, those baby spiders look like they're heading right towards Gak and Titanius. So yeah, I'd let them deal with that. That'll be fine. Okay. So that's action dash bonus action?
That's my turn. I took a potion.
Oh, yeah, rather tight. Okay, we are back to the top of the round. Gakthaniel.
Can I attempt to free myself from these bonds?
Yes, you may. One second.
Can I cut it with a magical weapon? Do I have a hand free?
No. So you actually cannot use a weapon. You have to use your action to try to make a strength check to break free, which I will allow athletics on.
Loyalty and Sincerity both forgot we were restrained from that early web attack.
Well, Sincerity, you didn't move too much. You would have been able to do everything. Well,
yeah, I just moved my token back where I was.
Okay. Loyalty, does that... we'll revisit you after. We'll come back to you, Loyalty. Think about what you may or may not have done. But Gak, continue.
A 12.
Not good enough to break free, unfortunately. I will allow, you use the action to, like, sorry. I will allow you to use your action to attack, but in that you're trying to break free, you're not actually attacking. So you'll get another go at it. So roll me another athletics check.
23.
23 will do it, sir. DC is 22. You break yourself free from the webs. You are no longer restrained, but you do not have an action.
All right, so if I was to go here, would that provoke an attack of opportunity from this thing?
If you, like, got right in front of it? No.
And if I were to leave it, I would, of course.
Yes. So right now, you are not in any of their hitboxes. If you enter into one of their hitboxes, then try to leave, then it provokes an attack of opportunity.
Okay. So I'm going to move here.
Okay.
And that will... I guess I can't ready an action. That's it. That's my turn. I could rage, but I'm not ready. Actually, I'm going to... If I rage now and I don't take any damage, then my rage would fade by my...
If you don't attack anything by the end of your next turn.
So I could rage now and attack next turn and still be...
Or take damage if he takes damage.
Yeah. Or take damage.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you rage at the end of your turn, you basically get your full next turn to meet the prerequisites.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and enter in a rage.
All right.
As I stare down this little spider with... How many eyes does it have?
Too many to count right now.
It's... I look into right. Each eye individually, menacingly.
Okay. Alrighty. That's the end of your turn. Jumping back to Loyalty, how would your turn have changed since you were restrained?
I would try to break free.
All right, same thing I did with Gak. Athletics, based on the number of weapon attacks you would get. I think you get two.
28.
All right, yeah, you only needed the one, though. You break free, kick the webs out. It's pretty strong, but you are stronger.
And then I'll move 15 feet.
All right, there you go, yeah. All right, then we would have done Gak, and then back to Satch. 40 feet above the fray, two refugees under your arms.
Are there any ledges nearby?
So there's generally, like, kind of just, like, a spiral. So this map is, like, kind of higgledy-piggledy and, like, with different platforms. Huh? There's kind of just generally different platforms heading back up. So at any given level, it kind of looks like this. You're just on the next level 40 feet up. So, yes, okay. There's stuff.
So I'm going to maneuver over to, like, one of those platforms, and I'm going to kind of remove the webbing as I do that from that area, just as, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a spider, so as I move through it, I'm just use a couple legs to kind of remove some of it. And then I'm going to remove the webbing from the... From the captives. I'm gonna use my action, or sorry, I'm gonna use my bonus action to turn back into Satch while I'm still kind of holding them. Then I'm gonna use my action to pull out my portable hole. I'm going to reach them down into there, and I'm gonna say, "Don't resist." And then I will say the word that turns on the mirror.
What is happening? And they don't resist, and they open up. They just get sucked into the mirror before they really...
Yeah, they get sucked into the mirror, and they're basically out of the equation. Now, here's the thing. My familiar was on me while I was changed and basically was being carried, and now it's there. Can my familiar use its action to fold up the portable hold?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then I'm going to, like, while the familiar is holding it... I will just end my turn. Actually, I don't have any more actions.
I was going to say, that's
so
crazy.
I can't do anything. That was a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, Satch packs a suitcase,
but I will pick up the,
real quick.
I will object interaction, pick up the bat hand while it's holding the portable hole. But that's just an object interaction. That's my second one. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, you use your turn to, like, FBI abducting somebody into forcible protective custody. Throw them in the back of the van. Don't really get in. Don't resist. And they are
in the safe house.
Yeah, the portable safe house. Okay, Satch, that's a hell of a turn. Titanius, you're up.
You should put the dwarf in with Gundred, by the way. They could watch The Office together.
I will actually.
Okay. You
I technically can't store them together. I can't store them together. I will duplex.
Yeah, you put them in the cell next door. Yeah.
Exactly. They could trade cigarettes and whatnot. It's money in there. Yeah, that's my turn.
All right. Titanius, you're up.
All right. I'm going to invoke my duplicate. I'm still hidden, by the way. 29.
Okay. You're also webbed.
I'm not webbed. I rolled a 24.
You? Oh, right. You were the only one that passed. You are not webbed. Look at you.
So I'm not on the web. I'm hidden, and I'm going to invoke my duplicate.
Okay. Your duplicate's out, marked with a red dot.
And that's an action, bonus action. I can move him, and I'll move him to the center, right up 60 away.
And it's an illusion, right?
Yeah.
What's the DC to see through it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
What's your passive stealth?
Passive stealth.
Oh, yeah. Or your DC spell save.
Seven.
Whichever is it.
17, maybe? 18. 18, because it's a cleric ability.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just go.
Yeah, the duplicate doesn't really provide much information.
It's more of like a social tool, right? Rather than a battle tool.
I can cast spells through it.
Oh, that's true.
It is a battle tool,
actually.
So.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Okay, all right, perfect. Anything else, Titanius?
I'm thinking here. Bonus action was to move. No, I'm good.
Okay.
I guess that's it. I don't really have anything else. And I'm going to stay put, so I stay hidden.
Or can I move?
Can I move half my movement and stay off the web and still stay hidden?
Yeah, okay. The area where you are is relatively web-free. Where would you like to move to?
I'm just going to move to this next platform away from Gak.
Okay, there is, as you try to go up that way, there is, there are webs, so you can't really go that way if you're trying to avoid them.
Okay. Fine, I'll just stay where I'm at.
Okay. But you're hidden, it was a DC 30, right? Was your hide?
29.
Cool. Man.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. These spiders don't see you. They see Gak, though. They are...
Of course they see me. I've been making eye contact with them.
Okay, let me make sure I got the babies. Okay, they're gonna swarm straight to you. And they're small, so they can actually fit in each other's spaces. So there is 5 of them around you, and they're all going to attack you. Okay, first one. They don't get pack tactics or anything. Or anything bonus. You're not restrained. Okay. First attack. What's your DC, Gak? Or sorry, what's your AC? Yeah, your AC.
20.
Okay, first one. Does not hit. Second one does not hit. Third one does not hit. Fourth one does hit with a 23. And then the fifth one misses. So that'll be 5 and 6. So Gak, you'll take 16 points of piercing damage and then halved to 8 since you're raging. And you're wearing that poison, no damagey. Yeah. That thing doesn't heal you, does it?
No.
Okay. Well, you would feel some poison damage, but you are otherwise immune. Cool. That's the baby's turn. It is now the black spider's turn. You all see this. Okay. You hear, oh my god, Spiroleth! Look out behind you! There's that metal man! He just appeared! And this floating ball of darkness floats over and engulfs foe Titanius. Foe Titanius is shot. You hear the sound of a shotgun go off in the inside of this sphere of darkness. And then you hear, oh, what the fuck? That was an illusion! No! No! Oh, that's bullshit. Okay, well... loyalty. Nat 20. So Eldritch Bolt, Eldritch Blast fires your way, and then the other one misses. Two Eldritch Blasts fly out of the darkness. That's a crit. It's gonna hit you. I'll just do the double dice. 8 and 7 is 15, 23 points of necrotic force damage, and you are blasted 10 feet back.
That's what you get for making me attack an illusion. Nobody ever makes me a fool of me, except me.
Okay, their turn. Demon Spider's turn. I think it's gonna also go after Gak. Making prolonged eye contact. Gonna go over there. Gak. And this demon spider. It is going to attack with a bite and a leg spike. So, first of all, the bite coming in to get ya. 13 plus 16. 29. That hits you, Gak. And then do 5d10. Ten, 16, 18, 21, 30 plus 10, 40 points of piercing damage, halved to 20, since you're raging. And then some poison stuff, but you're fucking immune to poison, so we'll just skip that. And then it's going to attack with a leg spike, and that's actually going to miss. 3 plus 16 is a 19. And Gak, you said your AC was 20. So it 20. Misses, just barely. Well, that's unfortunate. Okay, so that was action, movement.
You merely adopted the poison. I was born in it.
Take an inspiration for that one. That's a good one. Let me see if it gets its web sheet back. It does not. So we'll give it that. We'll check next time. Sincerity, you're up.
Okay. Sincerity is gonna cast Dispel Magic on the darkness.
Beat me to it.
Could you link me Dispel Magic? Okay, yeah, that's very effective. One second, let me just move the black spider into there.
Also could have tried to hit him with a beam of daylight, but...
So you hear a
yeah, you were adopted by the poison? I was adopted by the darkness. I was born in it. I live in it.
Hey, what the fuck, man? As you dispel the darkness around her, she's like, I was
in the middle of a thing. I was trying to equate my soul to the darkness.
And then my next question. So the spell magic stone has, the stones have a range of 30 feet. And then with a sling, they normally have a range of 30 feet.
I'm so sorry. You go to dispel the magic, and where are you? Just keep forgetting about this one aspect of this fight.
Is it counterspell?
It is. 60 feet. All right, you're within 30 feet of this.
Can I counterspell the counterspell?
You may. Okay, all right. Okay, this is how you counterspell the counterspell, then your counterspell gets counterspelled, and here's what happens. You hear like magical incantations coming from part of the web just nearby you, and let me reveal these. You notice, which you haven't before, two other old men just wrapped up in the webs, and you hear them mutter, and they do their little incantation to counterspell you.
Like, I'm so sorry. She captured us and said that this was our only job. I'm not doing this willingly.
A DM MacGuffin if I've ever heard one.
No, I will show you. Like, why do you think when Sincerity synaptic staticked on the other side of that room, that old man in robes showed up? Because you got one of the guys in the webs. They've been here the whole time. I just keep forgetting to counterspell.
I didn't see those guys in the webs.
They are on separate webs.
Oh, local servers, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I was born by the darkness. I will never let it take me from you.
And then these two old guys are like, I'm out of spell slots now.
And Sincerity is out of third level spell slots.
I'm sorry. The Black Spider had been trailing and studying you all.
That was my action to cast Dispel Magic, and that was my reaction to cast Counterspell. If you throw the magic stone in a sling, does the range go up to 60 feet?
I would allow it.
Okay, Sincerity's going to cast magic stone and pass those stones over to Loyalty, who knows, has a sling.
Okay. You're close enough that I'll allow that to happen auto-successfully. So, Loyalty, you got three magic stones on you. Okay.
That's my turn.
Okay. Smee, you are up.
All right. Smee is going to try to get closer to... big spider.
Mm-hmm.
I think she can make it to about right here, right?
5, 10, 15, 20. Yes, you can.
And that would put her within 30 feet of the spider, right?
Correct.
Okay, Smee's going to try to do what she tried to do last time and hit it with True Strike.
Okay.
And then she's going to try to hit it with the Infernal Crossbow.
Okay, beautiful. Roll advantage. Since we're doing the new rules of True Strike, it's a bonus action, allowing you to set yourself up for a shot. So roll with advantage.
All right. 32.
Oh, are we using those changes? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's kind of what... Like, it gives you... You use a bonus action to give yourself advantage on your, like, one attack. It's the same thing as having a familiar give you the help action on your first attack. Like, I don't know. I like it.
Works for me. 32.
Yeah, 32 will hit. Do you want any of those fancy effects to go in?
Yes, I do.
Which one?
Entanglement. But I'm afraid... Would I know if the sticky webbing, if the spider would be able to get out of the sticky webbing, if it has, like, advantage against that or anything?
Yeah, go ahead and make me a nature check, or an arcana check, or a history check, some sort of intelligence check.
Let's do nature, wow. Let's do nature, 13.
Spiders make webs, so...
That'd be to do?
Yeah, I mean, your kind of gut feeling, it'd probably not be super it's not a non-zero chance that the thing might feel at home if you web, if you tried to entangle it, because it says webbing.
Right, okay, then me is gonna try to paralyze it then.
Okay, so it takes 17 piercing damage. GM layer.
Does
17.
Give it lightning damage too?
Yeah, so roll that 4d10 lightning damage, and then let me roll a con save. Oh god, sorry. Bumped into a new dice.
19 on the lightning damage.
Oh god. Okay, con save DC 17. It rolled a 4 on the dice.
Whoop.
But hold on. It has a plus 13 to a con save, and it rolled a 4, and the DC is 17. Meets it, beats it. So it just, oh, unfortunately, is just almost successful in paralyzing it. But it's going to take half of that damage, which was 19, so half to 10 lightning damage. Okay. Anything else on your turn, Smee?
I don't think Smee can do anything else.
Okay, cool. Next is the mage's turn. The old man,
I'm really sorry for counterspelling you and counters, no hard feelings. No, don't do that. We were abducted and she told us, listen, there's going to be a troop of strange bedfellows that'll come down here after us, and you'd need to dispel anything that blue one or the purple one or the one with all the arm. We were told to counterspell everything, so no hard feelings.
They use their turn groveling and explaining to you all the situation.
I have a family that I have not seen and I don't know how long.
Anyway, Loyalty, you're up.
I'm gonna sling those magic stones.
All right, roll to hit. I think you can at least throw two of them.
Do I click on my sling to do?
Oh, I'm sorry. I will link my magic stone damage. It's a plus 13, sorry.
18 on the dice.
That'll hit. Plus 13 will definitely hit. So its AC is 22.
So 8 damage. And I'm throwing it at the big spike.
Yeah, I figured. Okay.
And then a 9 on the dice, so 13.
Can you do? Yeah, they'll hit just barely. So, first two, yeah, add those two hit. You roll damage.
14 points of damage.
And then, since those were my magic stones and I hexed that spider earlier, would that do an additional 2d6?
Hold on. Let me just read hex. Whenever you hit it with an attack. So, unfortunately, since you cast the spell, but then Loyalty threw it, it was her hit. So no, fortunately you don't get the hex. I think I allow it through your summons because they're an extension of you, but unfortunately not this.
Makes sense.
Okay. And then Loyalty, looks like you ran over there. Get closer.
Yes.
All right. Gak, spiders have come to town. Your turn.
All right. Fair mistake. I'm not trapped in here with them. They're trapped in here with me. I'm raging, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to swing this halberd. They're all crowding me, right?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the halberd's like a sweeping weapon.
Yeah,
I theoretically hit all of these with a sweep?
We'll see. Pick one and we'll go from there.
I think
there.
If you cleave through them and, you know,
maybe. Yeah, do enough damage and we'll talk.
I'm going to use reckless attack.
Okay.
21.
You're attacking the babies?
Yeah.
21 will hit.
And it does 37 points of damage. 35 points of damage, sorry.
All good. Yeah, this baby looks like it's on death's door.
Not dead? Yeah. All right, I'll attack again.
Mm-hmm.
Remove Divine Fury. 17 hit.
17 will hit.
Does 25 points of damage.
Okay, you crack into that one's skull, and you cleave through for about 20 points of damage onto the next one.
All
Killed
right,
one baby.
Think,
one and a half
yeah,
babies.
That's my turn. Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. All right. Satch, now that the rescue mission is complete, what do you have on your mind?
Okay. Satch is going to try what they like to call the pro gamer move. I'm going to hack the web. I'm essentially going to bonus action, turn it into a two-headed spider king again, right? My bat is going to change with me, so my bat is safe. I will not get my echolocation, and Satch is fine with that. I'm going to go ahead and jump off of this ledge, and on the way down, while I'm soaring through these webs, each one of my... So a few items didn't merge. They are being worn. Every okay. one of my legs has a dagger in it. I have about a dozen bone daggers.
Okay.
And so in addition to that, my balloon pack that is made of the Xanathar is on my back. Okay. And that is a reaction free. That is a free action feather fall upon myself. If I need it, just so you know, that's backpack is on my spider back.
Okay.
So then I'm gonna go ahead and jump off, and on the way down, just shred the webs. I'm gonna hack the web, bro. I'm doing it. What do I need to roll to make that happen? Because I have an action and a bonus action. Oh, no, I already used my bonus action. I have my action and my movement action. So whatever I need to do to make that happen. Acrobatics, athletics, attacks. Okay.
All right. I will... What is your ideal... Okay, I love it. Again, love it, love it, love it. What's your ideal intention? You want to sever the web so that the...
As I float down, I'm going to shred all the infrastructure of the webs to where there's a big open void of... There's no web in the middle, right?
Perfect.
I'm removing her ability and her hatchling's ability to move around freely and also to see as well.
Okay, beautiful. I think Satch would be able to do that in the way that you described, using all of your remaining resources. I think Satch is strong enough. I think they are a spider. They understand web infrastructure well enough that it's not a hard thing for them to do. Now,
I am the web tech.
So my question for you is, you said you jumped and you're slashing on, like, you're basically trying to, like, a wrecking ball. You came in like a wrecking ball. How, like, you can fall 500 feet in a second. How are you arresting your fall, or are you just going
I will either attempt to try and like to stop myself on a web, but I more likely than not will just kick on my feather fall, which is the Xanathar backpack. Remember, I made a balloon pack out of the Xanathar's body.
Gotcha. Yep. No, beautiful. Okay, let me do some structural changes to my map that I spent a large amount of time creating. That's fine. This is fine. What you've done, Satch, is fine. I'm just going to stretch this one out a little bit. Oh, no, that's too much infrastructure. Yep, no, okay. I'm just going to say you took out a big old hole. The internal infrastructure of the web is essentially useless. The spider and the spider demon and the spider babies are clinging onto the side and the individual web slash platforms. But Satch, you have absolutely... fried this web.
Just so you know.
Okay, you fried this web, and you all see the dark sphere start to fall as the web infrastructure fails it. And when I say sphere, darkness, sphere of darkness. So it like Satch ruins the web, and then a second later, the sphere starts to fall. And you see, shit! Oh, shit! Not cool! Titanius, you're up.
Well, that helps me decide my action. It was either attack the black spider or do my other option. So, because I'm hidden, I can't be seen.
Yes.
I'm going to cast Spirit Guardians. And I'm going to choose Radiant as the damage type for this. Obviously, there's no damage going to happen this turn. But anyway, that's not how it works. And I'm going to run over and jump on the back of the big spider. And I'm essentially on my way over. I'm going to pull a cowboy hat out of my chest cavity and put it on. And a piece of webbing and lasso my hand to the back of the spider.
Do you run Hell through the small spiders too?
Yeah, you're going to take some attacks of opportunity if you run past the small spiders. Which is much the direct path that you took. You know?
I'm here, and I can move just out of range of them and jump on them, because I still have 30 feet of them. So I could go, So I can be just out of range of 5 feet.
Gak did kill the one on the very end, so I'll say that it's plausible. Okay, cool. Make me an athletics check to climb onto the back of this demon.
I'm going to use my inspiration, unless someone gives me one. No.
I'll give you my inspiration.
I rolled it now. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just clarify. You had two. Both Sams offered their inspiration. So can you clarify which one you're going to take?
I'll take the first one, and I'll take the second one.
I'll leave that on the table for you.
All right, there we go.
Okay,
30-20.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say that's just good enough to climb onto the back of this demon spider. You're on its back.
I think I have a bonus action left. So bonus action, I'm gonna use my like a bull rider smack in the ass of the bull to get him going. I'm gonna telekinetically mage hand slap the spider.
Beautiful. It's a DC, right?
DC 15 to move right. 5 feet.
Okay, he passes, or I guess it doesn't really have it. It's technically a mommy, so yeah. She passes. But she is. Hold on, let me do a wisdom save since you ran up onto him with your holy blender going. Holy blender! That's a 16 on the dice, but they're not particularly wise. In fact. Oh, sorry, the swarm is not particularly wise. The mama is somewhat wise. So that is going to be a dirty 20. So
they're
going to
pass?
Yeah, they will pass, but do they take half on a failed? Or half on a... Yes, yeah, throw roll me 3d8 radiant, because they'll take half.
Yeah, half damage. So 20, half of 21 for the first one, I guess. That's how much damage.
Okay, half of 21 is 11... Okay, and I think it's supposed to go on their turn, or enters the area for first time, or starts his turn. Okay, sorry, we're all good. I knew there was a bit of text I was overlooking. All right, anything else, Titanius?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Baby spiders. Are gonna attack Gak. Go for the bite. Miss. 20, dirty 20, will hit, 23, and then 4, dirty 20. Wow. Okay. 3 out of 4 of these will hit. So again, you don't take poison damage, so we'll ignore this. So it'll be 15d6. So the first set of 5d6 is 11... 16 points of piercing, half to 8. And then 10, 16, 17, halved to 9. And then 10, 14, halved to 7. As these little babies bite into you. And bonus action. Oh, god damn it. They're going to use their bonus action just to try and burst you with their webs. Gak, make me 4 dexterity saving throws.
14, 16.
I think you're close enough to get a +4 from loyalty.
Yep, just barely. 14, 16, and then what else?
So 18, 20, 24, 25, and then 11. I'll use the inspiration on the 11.
Okay.
24.
Nice. Okay. You save from all of these little web bursts. You pew, 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 as you dip, duck, dive, and dodge these webs from the babies. It is now the black spider's turn. Honestly, you guys only see the darkness sphere fall about 30 feet or so before it stops and then raises back to the level that it previously was. But it is now basically suspended out in the very middle of the arena. Okay, that would
be... You erased my duplicate out there.
Yeah, with murder, I shot at it.
No, it doesn't disappear. It's just an illusion.
But I shot it.
No, it doesn't take any damage.
But I shot it. I killed it with my bare hands.
It doesn't die. It's still there.
Oh, god damn it. All right, fine. I'll put it back out. But all I know. I know it's an illusion. I'm not going to fall for that because I killed it.
I don't care if you know it's an illusion or not.
The black spider is whispering to the illusion while it's inside of the black sphere.
Like, I know.
And the illusion's...
I know I'm not real either.
Okay. Object interaction movement back to where it was. Man, got that hex on loyalty. Loyalty can't see in the dark. 19 on the dice. That's gonna hit. 10 plus 10. What's your AC? Loyalty?
22.
Okay, that second one misses. And then the third one misses. Only one hit. Bummer. So that'll be... Damn! 7 points of necrotic force damage.
How many?
7. And that was a D10 and a D6 plus my charisma modifier.
Lucky.
Feels bad, but count yourself lucky. Okay, that is the Black Spider's turn.
How's the falling into the pit going?
Solved. Object interaction, and then they're back up to where they were previously.
What object did they interact with? More webs?
Can you see in darkness?
No.
No. Behind the screen, they have a broom of flying. Object interaction, pull it out. So your character doesn't know that, but the player does. Yeah, because your character's not allowed to know that.
Well, that's not a reaction, so they would have fell 500 feet, right?
No, you can fall up to 500 feet in your turn. They pulled their they'd use their object interaction at the start of their turn before they descended that far. So they also have spells. Oh my god, spell sniper, so they can just shoot you from anywhere. But that is their turn.
I'm out of actions. Why won't you die? Still alive. Usually things die quicker than you.
You sound like Batman. Sound like a character from a DC comic.
Who's Batman?
I don't want to get in trouble for DMCA. I can't tell you that.
All right. Okay.
Where's Raquel?
Oh, sorry. Anyway. Let's see. All right. Demon Spider's turn. Titania's is on its back. Man, can't...
Ooh, who was within range of the thing when it started their turn? I think the spiders might have been one or two of them.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Spirit Guardians...
Or did
Guardians.
You already do the damage?
No, thank you for reminding me. It's a 15-foot sphere, yeah, so all... Oh, I should have done the damage for the baby spiders on the last round, too. Because you still, it's a 15 foot and you can avoid their hitbox while still hitting them with these guys. So let me do that real quick. So DC 18 wisdom saved. The babies were not wise. 1 fail, 2 fail, 3 fail, and 4.
Do you want me to roll damage?
4 fail. No, this is the previous one that you ran by. So that was 21 that they all take. The one on the far north dies. And then the others take 21. Their carapaces are starting to welt and fray a little bit. There is.
Can I just keep the 21 and make it easy?
No. Let's roll a new one because it's the start of their turn. The new ones.
Fair enough. That was a really good roll. So.
No, it was a good roll. But yeah, roll me 3d8.
18.
Nice. 18. Okay, alright. This is the start of their turn. They get to do the save again. Fail. And then here's the mama, which actually has some wisdom. Fail. Okay, so they all will fail. Take 18 points. Their carapaces, the babies are almost falling off completely. It's 18. The mama looks still super... duper healthy.
30, hex her wisdom.
It doesn't do anything to saving throws, does it?
No, it's only checks.
Right.
It's really good for
grappling.
Otherwise,
that's all I would ever do. Yeah, it's really good for grappling. So it's either strength or dexterity.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I don't think
my
this
God,
thing could...
My God, if I could hex saving throws...
That'd be so nice. Oh. Okay, it'd be OP. Okay, so... Titanius, you're on its back, so it can't bite you. But I will say that it can leg spike you, as it like reaches around the back and like tries to attack you. I will say that since you're on its back, you will have 3/4 cover. So +5, I believe, to your AC. So,
Okay.
What's your AC?
27.
27, 9 plus 16 is a 25. So unfortunately that leg spike will miss you just barely. And then Gak is down there fighting its children. It's going to try to bite Gak. 16 plus 16, 32. I think we'll hit Gak. And that's a bite. It's going to do the 5d10. Where did my d10s go? Okay, 5d10. Ooh, 10, 18, 28, 32, 39 points of piercing damage to you, Gak. Halved to
20.
20, 20, yes. That's the bite. And then again, you don't. It has poison stuff with it, but again, since you're immune to poison, does not affect you. Okay, Sincerity, you're up.
All right. Sincerity is going to cast... let me see. So, if I were to cast Daylight, it has a 60-foot range. Would that pretty well pierce that darkness?
I'd say so, yeah.
It's a 60-foot radius sphere of light spreads out from a point I choose. It's from a drift globe, so I'm pretty sure it spreads out from the drift globe. But I'll raise it forth and activate it and, like, have it destroy the darkness. I think it still takes my action to cast it that way.
Okay.
I rule the darkness. You can call me the Dark Knight. Because that's what I am. And I will.
And then you cast Daylight, absolutely shreds the darkness from around the black spider, and you,
oh god, my retina,
it's like, you know that thing when you, like, you've been inside like a movie theater for so long, and then you come outside, like, you can see, like, on the broom, like, the black spider wearing all black is just, like, squinting and, like completely blinded by the daylight. Is there actually, like, a blinding component to the daylight spell? Because you shot it right at her eyes.
Don't let me link.
You made her look at the sun. Yeah, you made a drow look at the sun.
Full drow have a disadvantage or something in daylight, don't they?
I think they got rid of that?
I think they do have a sunlight sensitivity, yeah.
Mm.
But I think probably saved by the same, you know, little caveat that vampires are, where, like, it's bright, but it's not sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, daylight, not sunlight. There's okay, no radiant component. It's like a cool white light.
Like
vampires are
only
damaged by warm light.
Yeah, and this looks like it doesn't blind them at all. Yeah, you turn
like
on
a,
you,
like
t- you turn on
like
the little dimmer.
It's like a tanning bed light. It doesn't have the harmful UV.
I still don't like it. Oh god, man, I really go for a certain aesthetic down here, and you've completely ruined it.
All right, anything else on your turn?
And then bonus action, he will, inspire loyalty.
Okay.
And he's gonna say, staying alive.
Alrighty, any movement?
Are
you still webbed?
No, I think I'm still
this train. Yeah. Okay, cool. Smee, you're up.
I need to spend an action to get out of that, right?
Yep. And it's a DC 22, so...
So I'm probably not getting out of that.
You've been super glued. Yeah, the very strong people in the party could get out, but yeah, for normies, not so much. Smee, you're up.
All right, Smee is going to continue to attack the big spider, but she's trying to avoid hitting Titanius riding atop it, so she's going to use longbow. She's going to aim for its eyes, because the eyes are already messed up, right?
Yep. Well, it's not necessarily. It's just messed up in the sense that it's a terrifying beast. Yes. 31 to hit. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think that's 11 damage. That's pretty good.
How is the spider looking?
It looks fine. Oh. It's okay. Absolutely fine. Its babies, though, look like they are an inch away from death.
Okay. Then Smee's going to aim for the babies with magic missile. And there's 3 magic missiles, so if one of them dies, the other missiles will go to the other babies.
Okay, roll that damage.
4.
And so I think to actually use magic missile, I think you would actually have to use action surge to do so.
Oh, okay, why not? Go for it.
Okay. All Alright, so 4 damage. I think it's a couple more bolts. It's like 3 bolts for first level magic missile.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, 4, 3, 4, not quite 12, 11 babies. Oh man, this, yeah, okay, so you kill the top one, and then that last bolt goes to the next one.
Last time Sue tried to kill someone's baby, she got her ass whooped, so hoping that doesn't happen again.
Yes, we'll see. We'll see. Anything else on your turn?
Nope, that's it.
Again, we're so sorry you got the counter spells. Could you please rescue us when you don't perish in this fight?
The captured men wail. And Loyalty, you're up.
Loyalty had to step away, but I have care. I'm gonna do a bonus action to lay on hands. I'm gonna spend 20 points of that.
Yes, use your resources.
And then she's gonna swing at the spider with her luck bait, the demon spider with her luck bait.
Okay, roll to hit.
It's a 23 and a 25 to hit.
Both will hit.
And that is gonna be 17, 33, 40 points of damage total.
Very nice.
Does the radiant do any extra?
It is a fiend / demon / devil, so I don't think the real. Hold on, actually. No, nothing particular for radiant.
Okay.
But I think doesn't. God, what is the smite that paladins do? Doesn't that do extra damage on fiends?
Oh yeah, divine smite. I think it does. She'll burn a spell slot on that. She will burn a 3rd level spell slot.
Nice.
So I believe it's 3d8 and then an additional for each spell level, so it should be an additional 5d8 for an additional 18 points of damage.
Nice.
For a total of 58.
58, not too bad. Loyalty jams the luck blade and tries to like make as deep of a cut into this demon's carapace as she can, and she is just able to get it to tink and make a small dent, and the smallest amount of blood starts to come out of this demon, and it like it turns its attention to Loyalty. Its fanged mouth starts to open wide and click menacingly, and that is where we will end it off for tonight on Herding Dragons. We'll pick it up next week with the conclusion of the demon / devil spider fight.
Are we gonna meet next week or the?
No, not next week. Next one will actually be
18th.
The 18th. So, okay. Everybody enjoy your next week off. Walter,
Stash did not throw one shot.
But arguably could be voted for MVP. Like, just got in there, got Tali and the dwarf out without.
Hack the planet.
Yeah. Hack the planet. Oh my god. All right. Well, good session. I'll see y'all on the 18th. And Walter, have a good trip.
Yeah, have a good trip, man.
Be safe.
You'll do great.
Thank you so much.
How long are you there for?
Basically a month.
Oh, wow. That's going to be awesome.
I'll come back, you know, having eaten all the best Asian cuisines.
Yep, so.
You'll be a giant, dude. You will be a giant over there, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, put.
I can't wait to wear the shoes because we're going to Japan and they have shoes that you have to put on when you're inside, so.
Yeah.
Are they really expensive?
No, I'm not going to be able to fit.
So, you're gonna, what size shoe do you wear?
A 13, which is yeah, just you're, like
you're
unheard
gonna,
of.
You're going to need like a 49 or a 40. I wear a 45 or a 47. People are like, no.
Better smuggle in some
video logging it.
Maybe have a horrible foot odor.
Yeah, man.
Video logging and like just like documenting my troubles as being a tall person in like Korea and Japan.
Korea's send lots of pictures
not
too.
As much, Korea wasn't as much of a problem being tall, but size, like your size wise, if you're trying to buy clothes and stuff like that, it's just going to be like, yeah.
All right,
bye everybody.
Better.
May y'all
be. Yeah. See you next time.